Exclusive, Representative Scott Perry, stopgap spending bill helps put meat on the bones to start slashing spending. By Sean Moran on March 11, 2025. Representative Scott Perry, RPA, explained on the Alex Marlow Show that the stopgap continuing resolution, CR, enables Republicans to focus on passing legislation to slash spending and lower inflation. Perry, the former House Freedom Caucus chairman, spoke to Breitbart News editor-in-chief and host of the Alex Marlow Show as the House passed a continuing resolution, CR, a stopgap spending bill that freezes government funding for 6 months. Although conservatives have long abhorred CRs, especially as recent CRs have kept Biden-era spending levels and other policies in place, Perry and members of the Freedom Caucus have championed the need to pass the current stopgap spending bill, believing it will enable Trump's agenda. The Keystone State conservative said that the advancement of the CR serves as a significant victory on many levels. As congressional leadership has been barred from passing an omnibus spending bill, which is a spending bill that conservatives hate even more than a CR. What's different in the context about this is that we didn't get our appropriations done, but our leadership wanted to do an omnibus. They wanted that four corners deal. The CR is not the four corners deal. They don't want the CR. They've been forced into it by people like me and quite honestly, the president, Perry told the Alex Marlow Show. While many conservatives have loathed the continuation of Biden policies through prior CRs, now that Trump is president, Perry said that the 47th president has moved to block, stop, and slash spending government-wide. He said, "I'm not spending money on Planned Parenthood. I'm not spending money on USAID, on all of the things that we have already identified as wasteful spending. So, we finally have a partner in the presidency and the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, which is Russ Vought DOGE itself." He added that Trump borders are Tom Homan can continue his work and Trump can continue the right-sizing of government as well as getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. Perry also emphasized that the CR bars billions of dollars of earmarks from being included in the six-month spending bill. He recounted one instance in which a Republican lawmaker bristled because the spending bill no longer contains his carve-outs in the legislation. He revealed on Alex Marlow Show, "I had a Republican member complaining to me at a meeting this morning. He's grumbling, 'Well, I guess I have to vote for this, but you know, my earmarks aren't it.' I'm thinking, 'You're talking to the guy, brother.'" He added, "I'm not into that." Breitbart News readers will remember the seemingly endless number of earmarks that were slipped into the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill on the eve of Christmas in 2022. Marlow then asked Perry what the House passed CR will now enable congressional Republicans to do. Perry said that Republicans could focus on passing Trump's one big, beautiful bill to secure the border, extend and expand the Trump 2017 tax cuts, and more. "The House passed a framework," he said. "The Senate has talked about stuff but hasn't passed anything. We have to put the meat on the bones and start driving the cost of government down, right?" The president said he wants to start balance the budget. "It's not going to happen in 1 year, but we got to get on the path to that. And it means making some hard choices," he continued. He said that Congress needs to pursue policies that will ensure that Tom Homan has all the money he needs to secure the border, that wasteful spending is being slashed, that inflation is being reduced, and that the Trump agenda is codified into law and cannot be reversed by a later administration. "That is what we should be able to run in a year and a half from now," he added, referring to the 2026 midterm elections. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.